Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling is a live call-in radio program providing doctrinal dialogue, cultural commentary, and insightful interviews with some of today's foremost Christian authors and leaders. Knowing the Truth is the outreach ministry of the Mountain Bridge Bible Fellowship in Travelers Rest. The goal of the church and the radio program is to seek the glory of God in the salvation of sinners and the sanctification of the saints by the ministry of the Word. For more information, go to www.knowingthetruth.org. Here with today's edition of Knowing the Truth is Pastor Kevin Bowling.
Hey, welcome into this edition of the Knowing the Truth radio program. This is Pastor Kevin Bowling. So glad that you joined us on the broadcast today. I wanted to talk on the first part of the broadcast today about a brand new webinar that is coming up here very shortly. I wanted to make you aware of, and an associated six-part video series that goes along with it. And the six-part video series obviously will go into much deeper details than the webinar will. What I'm referring to is a series of messages dealing with when someone you love is gay. When someone you love is gay. There's a website, joedallas.com, www.joedallas.com. And out on that website, you can find out more. And this is where I'm reading this from. That gives a little bit of an introduction into what we're going to talk about today. That website, under that same heading, When Someone You Love is Gay, the subtitle under it says, Approval Accepted, and then a semicolon with Acceptance Denied. And it goes on to say this, when someone says, Mom and Dad, I'm gay, are mom and dad automatically forced into a choice between approval or rejection, celebration or hatred? The question is more than academic to many Bible-believing Christians who hold a clear definition of marriage and sexuality, yet deeply love and value their relationship with a lesbian, gay, or transgender family member. Can their acceptance exist without complete approval? Or does love require them to say, if I love my gay son, I must also approve of and celebrate his homosexuality? Well, this particular subject here, and now these are my comments, not from the website, but this particular subject I think is vitally important. So I was so glad to see and hear that Joe Dallas had come out with this webinar that's going to be, I'm going to let Joe give you the details of when it's available, and this associated video series, because in my own ministry, as a pastor, I have faced talking with loved ones or people in the congregation whose loved ones have come out as gay. And so this is happening repeatedly. It's a very, unfortunately, in our day and age, it's a very pertinent issue, and one that Christians need to know. They need some counsel on how they can handle these situations. Well, Joe Dallas joins us on the broadcast here today. Joe's been a guest on the program a number of other times. And let me just remind you that Joe is an author. He's a conference speaker. He's an ordained pastoral counselor, and he directs a biblical counseling ministry for those that are dealing with relationship problems or relational problems, and with their families as well. You can find out more about Joe's services and what he does and the books that he's written and this video series. All of that can be found very simply out at www.joedallas.com. If you go out to that website, you'll see all the things that we'll be referring to here on the broadcast today. Joe, it's a pleasure to have you back on the Knowing the Truth radio program.
Great talking with you again, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
Joe, if we could, on the broadcast today, would you just give a very brief overview of a little bit of the context of where we find ourselves right now? There's been a couple of court cases here domestically in the U.S. and specifically there in California, and also even internationally, the mood or the tone and tenor of what's taking place revolving around this issue of sexuality and gender and so forth. If you just would give us a little snapshot there, and then I want to launch right into what people will learn in your series.
Yeah, Kevin, as you know, this issue, homosexuality and transgender, it's a spiritual issue, ultimately. It's an apologetics issue, and it is certainly a cultural issue, but it has become a very divisive political issue as well. And the ramifications for the body of Christ are huge. Now, for example, in Canada, the Canadian courts told a Canadian father that because his daughter had decided that she was going to transition to become a male, now mind you, Kevin, this is a teenaged, underaged daughter, because she had determined that she wanted to be called a man, and her father refused to call her male or by a male name, he continued to refer to her as female, she actually took the case to court, and the court ruled that it was an act of family violence for this father to refer to his daughter as a female, and that he must refrain from referring to her as female and refer to her as male. In California, our California Assembly passed a resolution stating that pastors and religious leaders in California must refrain from telling lesbians or gays that they can change. Across the country, we have seen bans in a number of states banning what they call conversion therapy, and that means basically any form of ministry or counseling offered to somebody who says, hey, I'm gay, but I don't want to be, please help me. A number of states across the country have banned, that is, made it illegal for counselors to offer such help to teenagers. So more and more, we are seeing the government, largely influenced by, of course, the gay rights movement, telling Christian people what they may or may not say, what services they may or may not offer, what help they may or may not get, even if they are saying, as a Christian, I don't believe this is right, I can't in good conscience go along with it. So we are rapidly reaching the point Peter and John reached, when they said, you know, whether it's right to obey God or man, you judge, but for our part, we cannot help but speak the things we've seen and heard. We ought to obey God rather than man.
Amen.
This is the point of godly defiance we're being pushed to.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for setting that up with just a couple of those cases there. Let's talk very specifically then about this new project that you're doing. First of all, tell us about the upcoming webinar that is going to take place in February, and what time and date that's going to be on, of course, and what will be the content of it. And then in the remaining time after that, I want to delve down a little bit into the deeper issues of this six-part series that's going to be available as well.
Sure. Well, as you said at the beginning of the program, Kevin, more and more Christian parents and family members are having a loved one say to them, Mom, Dad, brother, sister, I'm gay. I'm lesbian. And the Christian families know where they stand, but now the question becomes, how do I express my stand, and how do I live it out? What do I say? What do I not say? Can I call something sin without being judgmental? Can I love the person without approving of this part of their life? And what do I do if my son asked me to attend his same-sex wedding? What do I do if my lesbian daughter says, Mom and Dad, you have to celebrate my sexuality, or else I won't have a relationship with you. These things are happening in homes around the world. Christians are facing them. So on Saturday, February 8th at 9 a.m. Pacific time, I'm going to offer a free webinar for families. It's called When Someone You Love Is Gay. When Someone You Love Is Gay. I guess the title says it all. It's for Christian families who have a homosexual loved one or a transgender loved one, and they're wanting to know, how can I best express the biblical position, and what sort of boundaries do I need to establish, and how can I get a good dialogue going where we can reason more about this? Because, Kevin, I tell you, the tone that is being adopted in our nation in particular is an unreasonable tone.
Mm-hmm.
We're essentially hearing that there is only one view you can have on this. Gay is good. Gays are born that way. If you object, even on doctrinal grounds, you are a bigot. It is harmful to gays or lesbians to say that homosexuality is not God's will. This is basically the position that is being expressed to the church. And the church, if we're going to be faithful, the church is going to have to realize we cannot compromise our position on this, nor can we compromise the way we live out our position, because this is not a secondary issue.
Mm-hmm.
I, just to go off on a rabbit trail for a brief moment, Kevin, I'm discouraged by the number of Christians and even Christian leaders who are beginning to say, well, homosexuality may be a sin in God's sight, but it's not really that big of a deal. The issue isn't so important. So let's not break fellowship over it. Let's not discipline over it in our churches. Let's not draw the line in the sand. And that's basically treating it as though it's something we can agree to disagree on.
Wow.
But the definition of family, Kevin, the definition of marriage, the definition of normal sexuality, this is an essential doctrine,
yes,
not a secondary doctrine.
Mm-hmm.
I agree there are some doctrines we can agree to disagree on. This is not one of them. So we can neither minimize the subject and its importance, and we cannot compromise what Scripture has to say on it. That's why we're doing this webinar. I want Christian families to know, okay, this is what you can expect to go through when a loved one says to you, I'm gay. This is what I suggest you say. This is what I suggest you don't say. These are steps I believe you can take. Here's a way to get good dialogue going. Here are some of the mistakes that you must avoid. And this is what you can wait to see God do in the life of your loved one. Because, as you know, Kevin, I am one of those prodigals who was brought back home. I was a member of the gay community. I was a gay activist from 1978 to 1984. And I went into that life as a backslidden Christian. God brought me to repentance in early 1984. And believe me, if he could bring me around, he could bring anybody around.
Well, praise the Lord. Well said on the way that the some in evangelicalism are speaking about this issue. And I wholeheartedly agree with the comments that you made on that point. Now, you said that the webinar is on Saturday, February 8th. The time again, Joe, is?
Yes, it will be from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
And they would go
to...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, it'll go for an hour and a half. I'll do about 45 minutes of teaching to go over some basic ideas about what families go through when homosexuality hits home. And then I'm going to take 45 minutes for questions, because people usually have a ton of questions about their subject, so we'll take ample time to answer their questions.
Excellent. And in order, people may not be familiar with a webinar, but they just go to your website, and right there on the website, there'll be a window for them to click on that will start the webinar. Is that how this works?
Right. Now, when they go to my website now, we don't have the link set up for that yet. We will within about a week and a half. But if they go to my website and just go for contact, where it says ask for more information, I will get right back to them, and then I will email them the link. The way a webinar works, if you've got a computer and you have Internet access, then you've got what it takes. I will send you a link that you click onto, and at that time, you'll be able to see me and hear me when I'm teaching. And then you'll be able to also type in whatever questions you have when we come to the Q&A time.
So for now, if they go to your website and they put in, you know, ask to be contacted about it, that's how they'll be contacted. Or
exactly.
As we get closer to the date, when they go back to your website, joedallas.com, they go there, they'll see more information about the webinar itself, and it'll give the instructions for them as to what they need to do. Is that correct?
That's exactly right, yes.
Okay, now let's talk about how does the, you currently have out on the website a six-part teaching series that is for sale out on the website. But in that six-part teaching series, how does this relate to the webinar? Is it, as I described it, as just being much more detail? I know it's broken up into these six different sections, and I want to talk about those briefly, but
that's right.
Give the overview of it to start with.
Yes, if somebody has a family member who is lesbian or gay, or they know somebody who does, or if a pastor or a counselor works with people who have lesbian or gay loved ones, this webinar is for them. I'm going to go over some very basic information about the causes of homosexuality and about some of the emotional responses that family members can expect to have. But most of the webinar is going to be centered on what are the practical steps you can take if someone you love or know is lesbian or gay. Now, some family members are going to say, well, we need a lot more information than that. And that's what the six-part video series is set up for. That six-part video series will take them in depth into what they are going to experience as a family, some of the emotional phases that come with this. Because as you know, Kevin, doctrine, apologetics, I like it when they're nice and neat.
Mm-hmm.
But so often when it gets very personal, it's another matter.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets very personal, then, wow, you really feel the emotional tension that comes along with the doctrinal truth you're presenting. So in that case, when people sign up for the six-part video series, why, what they'll be getting is six separate teaching segments that explain what families experience, what sort of questions the family members are going to have about homosexuality, and we'll try to answer those, like, is this my fault? What caused it? Is my loved one automatically damned because he has homosexual feelings, and so forth. Then we're going to talk about what sort of questions or arguments you are likely to hear, such as, I was born this way. You're homophobic. Jesus never condemned homosexuality. The American Psychiatric Association approves of this, and so forth.
Mm.
So we're going to look at some of the arguments you're likely to hear and how to respond to them. We're going to look at the emotional phases you are likely to go through. Then we're going to be looking at how to establish boundaries and policies. What sort of line should you draw in your home? If you have a teenager who is saying, Mom, Dad, I'm gay, or I'm lesbian, or I'm transgender, how do you establish and maintain authority in the home? If you have an adult homosexual loved one who says, I want to bring my partner over for dinner, or I want you to come to my same-sex wedding, or I want you to guarantee me that you will see my relationship the way you would see a marriage, you need to learn how to draw boundaries, how to establish policies, how to reason with the individual. And then finally, we talk about how to initiate a redemptive dialogue.
Mm.
A redemptive dialogue happens when you say, okay, you know my position, I know your position. I would like to better understand how you arrived at your position, how you arrive at truth, what future you see in the decision you've made. And then finally, we talk about prayer, how to pray, what to pray, and what to expect. Now, when people join this group, they get the six-part teaching series. They get a workbook to go with it. They get immediate membership in a private Facebook page set up only for people who have taken this series, which gives them a chance to interact with other Christian families who are going through this. And they get a monthly teaching session from me for free. Once a month, for everybody who signs up for this group, I will be doing a teaching session on some of the specific family situations they're likely to face. And that's a permanent membership.
Hmm.
So that's what the six-part video series is all about.
Wow, excellent. Man, it provides a lot of resources. And I want to make sure that people understand this. The webinar will kind of, put it in these terms, it'll kind of whet your appetite and give you some of the key points that are going to be talked about. It's going to give you a good introduction into this and kind of set the stage and so forth. And a lot of help associated with that webinar itself, as well as the Q&A towards the end of the webinar. But in association with that, this six-part series gives you this, as I mentioned, kind of a more in-depth look at this subject. It gives you additional content, additional resources, additional ways of contacting with Joe or connecting with Joe and others that are going through similar experiences and so forth. And all that's available out on Joe's website, including then that will open you up to be involved in these 40-minute webinars ongoing as a permanent member of this group. So all of that is available out at www.joedallas.com. If you go out to Joe's website. Joe, by the way, the website is very well done. You've done an excellent job on it.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah,
I appreciate that. My wife happens to be very artistic, so she had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, not only the look and feel of it, but the functionality of it and so forth. It's easy to navigate around and find what you're looking for and so forth. So I just found it to be, you know, a pleasant experience. Sometimes you go to a website and you're like, you know, I can't find what I'm looking for. Or, you know, it shouldn't be this hard and so forth. But when I go to your website there, you know, the information seems to be pretty readily available and broken up into these different segments that people can get to very easily. Joe, out on that website, now that I mentioned it too, you do other things there, right? Like you have the blog and you also do specific counseling with people as part of your ministry as well. Why don't you take just a minute or so here in the closing minutes of our interview just to briefly tell the folks about some of the other services that are there?
I'll be glad to. Yes, I do both telephone and Skype counseling with people who are either dealing with a family member who's lesbian or gay, or people who have gotten hooked onto the porn habit and want to get off of it, or couples who are in crisis. If a wife has just found out that her Christian husband has some kind of a sexual compromise in his life, maybe he's using porn, maybe had an affair. We don't expect these things to happen in Christian families, but Kevin, they do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I work with Christians who have said, okay, I know we have a problem, now what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
I offer biblically-based counseling for them. I also do have a blog. Twice a week I post on my blog, and that's there again at joedallas.com. Then I also speak pretty regularly at churches. I do seminars on both purity plans for men and on sexuality and truth. How can the church respond to these issues? So I do seminars to equip the church to respond redemptively to the homosexual issue and to establish ministry and help for Christian men who are wanting to maintain their integrity in the moral area.
Mm-hmm.
So those are basically the services that people can find if they go to Joe Dallas online, or excuse me, joedallas.com.
Mm-hmm. Let me tell our listening audience, too, that under the book section out at that same website, joedallas.com, you'll find there's seven different books that I see listed there. Let me just give you the titles of them for people that are interested. Desires in Conflict, Hope for Men Who Are Struggling with Sexual Identity. Second book is Five Steps to Breaking Free from Porn. The Game Plan, and the Game Plan deals with a strategy for men, a 30-day strategy for attaining sexual integrity. He's got Speaking of Homosexuality is another book, again, speaking of it with kindness and clarity and discussing that. He's got The Complete Christian Guide to Understanding Homosexuality written there that he co-authored. The interesting story there about his co-author as well. And then I've had Joe on about this particular book a number of times, but it's called The Gay Gospel, and that has a question mark after it. And the subtitle is How Pro-Gay Advocates Misread the Bible. It's very, very helpful. And then this one, the final one that seems to relate a lot to our subject here today is When Homosexuality Hits Home. What do I say when a loved one says I'm gay? And so those resources are all available out at that website as well. Again, that website is www.joedallas.com. Joe, I want to thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join with us here on the broadcast today. We certainly appreciate your ministry. We appreciate your stand that you're taking, especially during these difficult times where, as you started off by saying, it's going to be times where we'll have to say that whether this is right in your eyes or right in the eyes of the Lord, you decide, but we will do what God has told us to do in His Word, and I appreciate your stand on doing that.
Well, it's always a pleasure talking with you, and thank you, Kevin. Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you very much, my friend. We'll talk to you later. So, of course, let me just say that we certainly appreciate Joe being on the broadcast here with us today. But just to recap and to give you one final reminder, on Saturday, February 8th, is when this free webinar will take place. Again, it's entitled When Someone You Love Is Gay. It's a 90-minute teaching webinar for any Christian who has a homosexual family member or friend, and they want to know how to respond. And then also we were talking about that six-part teaching series that we talked about with Joe as well. It goes by the same title, When Someone You Love Is Gay. And all of that information can be found out at Joe's website. That website is www.joedallas.com. Go out there to find out all the information.
You're listening to Knowing the Truth with Pastor Kevin Bowling. For more information about today's program, the radio ministry, and the resources we offer, go to www.knowingthetruth.org.